Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program here. As always, the phones are open. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160 is the number. That's 603-283-6160. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
And as we...
And nobody.
Yes, he made it to the mic just in time. Nobody is here. I wasn't even paying close enough attention. So we're back. Lots to talk about here tonight, including the new propaganda ministers at TikTok. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but late last week, Thursday afternoon, 30 top TikTok stars gathered on a Zoom call.
What is a TikTok star? Because I've never used TikTok, but I know a few people who do.
And it's a guy who's made $7 or more from TikTok.
Yeah, that seems to be my impression of it. Like, this person, they consider themselves to be TikTok famous, and they've got like 1,000 followers. But I just understand that you almost get 1,000 followers, like, by accident, just by creating an account and uploading something. Because it's got millions of people, and apparently it's not like YouTube where you only subscribe to people you actually want to see. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's people just follow each other at random.
I did try the app, I don't know, a couple years ago, I think, just because, you know, I heard about it or whatever, and it's the new thing. It's where all the young people are going, so we should be there, right? Like, Free Talk Live should be there. Actually, Bonnie opened up a Free Talk Live TikTok account recently,
nice.
As a matter of fact.
I've been told
I
should be on it.
Doing little TikTok dances.
She probably should.
That would be adorable.
But there's all kinds of content on there. There was this truck driver that I found that just tells jokes every day, and, you know, that was pretty funny. But, you know, a lot of it's pretty vapid, stupid stuff.
When I visited my nephew, he was watching TikTok on his television. It was something about dung beetles. It was like an Animal Channel special, but it was like a 3-minute video, and then it jumped to something completely different. So,
welcome to Short Attention Span Theater.
Yeah, it is a lot like that. Do you remember there was that one website where they had 6-second long videos years ago? I don't remember what it was called.
Vine.
Vines, that's right. Yeah, so that was total like short attention span stuff. And this is longer. I guess you can do
longer. And some of them were funny.
Sure. Yeah, they were. And some of these are very, very funny. Some of them are very creative. Some of them, like I said, are completely vapid and useless and stupid and just ridiculous. You want to shoot yourself and you wish you could have your 10
just like
seconds
most
back.
Content, though.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. But, you know, it's very popular platform. It's the number one platform, I believe, on the planet right now, if I recall correctly. I think it crossed Google.
It does seem kind of silly hearing that, you know, we're not on there. How hard can it be to, like, stream or throw our videos on there, though?
Honestly, I don't know how hard that is.
There's no way they offer streaming, especially not for a 3-hour video.
No. We just don't have the format for the ADD generation, really. We're a 3-hour-long news talk show.
Well, we could get Bonnie to throw nobody quotes up there. Those are generally pretty brief.
Well, I think that's what she's trying to do, is she's trying to take clips of the show, and I probably shouldn't have even said it, because I don't know if it's something she really wants to focus on or if it was just something she was, you know, just testing out to see how it worked. So whether that goes anywhere or not, now you know that it's there. Maybe you could follow the channel if you're on the platform, and maybe if people follow it, it'll encourage her to do more stuff with it. I don't know. But I think in order to be a top TikTok star, you would have to probably have, you know, 1 million or so or more followers. I mean, these are the top, the 30 top TikTok, or maybe the 30 top, but 30 of the top TikTok stars were on a Zoom
top
call.
Top American.
Presumably, yeah.
I can imagine Biden's reaching out to, like, the Bangladeshi youth and be like, hey, we need you to help us out here.
So they had a Zoom call to receive key information, which means propaganda, about the war in Ukraine. National Security Council staffers and White House...
Oh, they did a bloody great South Park on that, where the president was trying to get advice on the Ukraine from TikTokers.
Park already did it.
South Park already did it. They reality is just copying them.
Wow. So the press secretary, Jen Psaki, briefed the influencers about the United States' strategic goals in the region and answered questions on distributing aid to Ukrainians, working with NATO, and how the United States would react to a Russian use of nuclear weapons. As the crisis in Ukraine...
I really wish that people would stop here. Russia's going to use nukes, or they're going to use biological weapons, or it's
you don't
nonsense.
Think it's possible?
Anything is possible, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's likely, and I don't think it's worth thinking about. I mean, if they're going to use nuclear weapons, then all bets are off, and we have days left in which to live on this earth.
But they want you to believe that about him, and that's why they're trotting it out. They want to
There's only one government in human history to ever drop nuclear weapons on someone else.
And that's the United States.
Yeah, so they have no credibility with me. When they start talking about, they're going to use nukes. Okay, you're the only people who ever have.
They want Putin to be the new Hitler, and that is why they're doing it. They want him to seem as bad as he possibly can, and no doubt, he's bad.
Yeah, but
so
he's going after Nazis.
It would have been easier to start off with the Ukrainian guy, since his military actually has neo-Nazi battalion.
But the U.S. media isn't talking about that, however.
Of course not,
except for us.
And your question was, isn't that what Putin's doing, is going after Nazis? Oh, that's what he says he's doing.
I don't believe that any more than I believe the American government, but I mean, which is to say there is some truth to it, but there's also a lot of lies to it.
Oh, yeah. As the crisis in Ukraine has escalated, millions have turned to TikTok for information on what's happening there in real time.
And part of the reason for that, I think, is TikTok has not been as heavily cut off, because I think it's a Chinese property.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... you know, they're basically turning to TikTok because everything else has been taken away.
TikTok videos offered some of the first glimpses of the Russian invasion, and since then, the platform has been a primary outlet for spreading news to the masses abroad. Ukrainian citizens hiding in bomb shelters or fleeing their homes have shared their stories to the platform. Wow, dangerous misinformation, by the way, this story from MSN.com, and Russian propaganda have also spread.
MSN. Oh, speaking of dangerous misinformation.
And TikTok stars.
MSN is run, of course, by Bill Gates, the king of misinformation.
That's right.
The guy who says, sadly, the new strain of COVID works better than his vaccines.
As far as immunity is concerned.
Immunity and getting people to take it, because people don't seem to be resisting it the same way they're resisting the vaccines.
And TikTok stars.
They trust the pandemic more than they trust Bill Gates, which is probably sensible.
Many with millions of followers have increasingly sought to make sense of the crisis for their audiences.
It's very easy to make sense of this. There's evil on both sides competing with one another to see who is the least evil, or to convince you that they're the least evil while being the most evil. That's all you need to know about Ukraine and Russia.
You could say the prime evil.
And the U.S. government gang should stay the hell out of it. Stop sending weapons. Stop sending troops.
Stop sanctioning.
Yeah.
Well, I think they should be perfectly willing to sell weapons to whoever wants to buy them. But, you know, they shouldn't be giving them away.
The White House has been watching TikTok's rise as a dominant news source, leading to its decision to approach a select group.
Well, when you've got a senile president, you don't want long, you want very, very short, concise briefings. So that would probably be a good way to brief Biden.
This week, the administration began working with Gen Z for Change, a nonprofit advocacy group, to help identify top content creators on the platform to orchestrate a briefing aimed at answering questions about the conflict and the U.S.'s role in it.
Okay, if you need an organization to show you the top creators on a platform, then that platform sucks at doing its job. Like, if I go to TikTok.com, it's top creators.
Should be
the one suggested. I should have to consult a third party about, hey, can you click this link for me and organize these by number of subscribers or whatever.
That just goes to show how absolutely incompetent the government people are.
Well, he did put no malarkey on the side of his bus, right?
Did he really?
He did.
Oh, wow. So maybe you've come across some of these TikTok videos. I actually saw one of them today, and it was pretty cringy, right? Like,
this is like propaganda.
Yeah, this hot brunette girl who you would expect to be doing the TikTok dances like nobody was talking about, just spouting off about gas prices based on what she learned from the White House on their conference call. The number, 603-283-6160. You can join the show. This is Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here if you want to join the show. You can do that. The number number is 603-283-6160. The TikTokers are back at it with White House propaganda. This isn't the first time we've shared a story like this. If you recall, I think it was last year. Yeah, last year there was the exact same story except with COVID. So they started to actually sponsor last year. It doesn't mention that they're actually paying them this time around. But last time around, they did sponsor TikTokers with government propaganda to go out and, you know, encourage their viewers to get vaccinated.
I didn't remember them sponsoring them.
Yeah.
I remember Dr. Fauci will appear in your TikTok video or whatever.
Yeah, they offered that too.
Mm-hmm. And I assume that was, you know, it's... If you're an up-and-coming TikTok star, I mean, that would be it would be great for Free Talk Live to get Dr. Fauci to come onto the show, right?
I would love to interview Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, it'd be great. We'd tear him up.
Yeah, we would. And, you know, people would expect that from us, the kind of people who would care about him being on our show.
Which is, of course, why that would never happen.
No, it would be a huge gift to any growing TikTok star to have Dr. Fauci or Biden or Kamala Harris or whoever in their
video. Yeah, but you only get those people if you're willing to fillet them on the air.
Yeah, but of course they are. Look at that girl you just put on. She'll fillet anyone if they'll give her attention.
Yes, so this girl here, Ellie Zeiler, I don't know if she's related to Steven Zeiler, but it's spelled the same way here. Ellie Zeiler, you know, pretty young lady here. We were trying to figure out what exactly she's known for. She's got
being pretty.
That's pretty much it from what we can tell you. She's got 10.5 million followers on TikTok. And
but what I don't understand is why is that enough? Like, I get it. If she's on OnlyFans, why being pretty and, you know, her clothing choices would be enough to make her popular.
You mean on TikTok, if she was naked on OnlyFans?
But I don't get the appeal of just naked watching someone pretty talk.
I don't know either, and maybe she does dance at some point here. I don't see them. You know, because you can actually go on TikTok on the web without actually having to have an account and, you know, log into anything. You can just watch what it is they've got going on here.
She should be ashamed of herself. This is how we got the Kardashians, and we have enough of these types of people already.
Did
she do a sex video?
She did, yeah, I think so.
One of them did, at least.
Yeah,
so Kim Kardashian did. I mean, did she?
Oh, probably.
Oh.
I mean,
yeah,
if she hasn't yet, it's coming in her career.
Yeah, so, I mean, you guys are absolutely right. There's a ton of these girls, and they make a name for themselves because they're pretty, and they post regularly, I guess. That's it, right? Like, she posts from her bedroom and outside, and she's wearing things or not wearing much or, you know, whatever it is. But here's
being pretty must matter because the sex tape didn't work for me.
Let's go to the video here. This is 52 seconds of Ms. Zeiler answering the question of why is gas so expensive. I only happened to find this today because...
I can't wait to hear what this idiot has to say.
It came up on my Twitter feed under Libs of TikTok. So Libs of TikTok copied this and they put it up on their Twitter as well.
Why is gas so expensive and why is the United States inflation rate at a four-time decade high?
Does she know what any of that means?
She, I believe, is reading a script.
I would be willing to bet, yes.
They need to ask the White House why gas down the street is $7, like what they said. The obvious reason, we're getting out of the...
She's in California.
Oh, God.
I'm just guessing.
Poor thing.
Because I'm pretty sure that's the only place in the United States where gas is up to $7 is California.
Your pandemic, when use goes up, price goes up. But the call is predominantly about Ukraine and Russia, so...
There you go. It's all demand. Well, she's going to get into another claim here, but demand's up, price goes up, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, especially if you suppress supply by not letting Americans drill.
Indeed.
How does that relate? Russia is one of the top three producers of oil, and it is actually their number one revenue source.
Yeah, but that's not important. What's important is how much of our oil is actually from Russia, and that's only like 8%.
With Putin starting this horrific fight between Ukraine and Russia, nobody wants to work with him and do an international trade. So, with people being scared of war and limited resources, prices are bound to go up as well. For the people who can't pay $7 for a gallon of gas, there's an app called Gas Buddy that shows you the cheapest gas near you.
Which always returns results outside of California, I must assume.
All right. how far are you willing to drive to get 5 cents per gallon off of your $7 per gallon gas?
Well, if it's $7 in California and it's $5 in Nevada, it might make sense to drive over to Nevada.
Depends on where in California you are.
Yeah,
it probably wouldn't if your time's worth something.
That's true too.
Well, yeah, it depends on how close you are to Nevada.
Yeah, most of these people in California are not close to Nevada. They're in this population centers, which are, you know, on the coast.
But back in the day, I assume it's still true, Delaware had no sales tax.
On gas?
They had no sales tax on anything.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
so,
that doesn't mean there's no gas tax.
It does not mean there's no gas tax, but I remember driving from New Jersey to Delaware to buy a computer because it actually made sense. Well, that and I was stuck in New Jersey, and who wants to be in New Jersey?
As well as a link in my bio to donate to the misplaced refugees of Ukraine.
All right,
they're misplaced or displaced? The lost refugees of Ukraine.
Where'd they go? How'd they get there? So there she is. That's one of the various different TikTokers they approached. But you didn't have to have 10.5 million to get on the White House's list.
Of course. How many views does that have?
Oh, I don't know. See, that was actually, I think, copied by Libs of TikTok, and their version has 414,000 views.
414,000 views.
Her version.
It's just this girl spewing government propaganda.
Her actual version of it has 363,000. So the Libs of TikTok version actually has more views than hers does. But yeah. So, but you didn't have to have 10.5 million followers, according to MSN.com. Invitations to this event, this propaganda event, where they had 30 TikTokers on this Zoom call, included Khalil Green, who is 21 years old, a creator with more than 534,000 followers. So, a cool half a million will get you in to the White House Zoom session.
Do they have to be cool?
Said he wasn't surprised when an invitation arrived in his email box. He said, quote, "People in my generation get all our information from TikTok," he said. "It's the first place we're searching up new topics and learning about things." So he figured it made sense the Biden administration would engage people like him on the platform. The briefing was led by Matt Miller, special advisor for
communications. If they know that the mainstream media can't be trusted, so they go to TikTok, they go to ordinary people, why in the world would they be remotely inclined to trust what the Biden administration has to say?
They're gullible and young.
They're just becoming the new MSNBCs. They're not doing anything new or original. They're just modern talking heads to spew propaganda on behalf of the government.
They're getting talking points directly from the state and delivering them to their viewers.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're young and they're pretty, and they haven't yet hoard out all of their credibility.
Oh, but they're working on it.
They are working on it.
The number, 603-283-6160. You can join the program here. Your thoughts on TikTok. Is it really true? Is that where this guy says, the 21-year-old says, that's where Gen Z goes to get, quote-unquote, all their information?
Well, he is a TikTok creator.
True. What is the truth? You can share your thoughts with us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says the United States is keeping a close eye on talks between Ukraine and Russia. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters there's no evidence that Russian President Vladimir Putin plans to de-escalate or stop the onslaught in Ukraine. President Biden spending part of his Monday delivering a speech in Washington, D.C. to the National League of Cities Congressional City Conference. The president addressing rising inflation, blaming it partly on Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The current spike in gas prices is largely the fault of Vladimir Putin. It has nothing to do with the American Rescue Plan.
Republicans are dismissing those claims and are instead blaming it on the president and Democrats' spending packages and energy policies. You're listening to USA Radio News. As the national average for the price of regular gasoline remains over $4.30 a gallon, let the surcharges begin. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Uber customers will have to pay more to cover higher gas prices. Starting Wednesday, riders will be charged an extra 45 to 55 cents per trip, and Uber Eats deliveries will cost another 35 to 45 cents. Uber says the surcharges will be in effect for at least the next 2 months.
Lyft following suit, saying they're adding a new fuel charge that will go directly to riders, but not announcing exactly how much that surcharge will be. The UK Supreme Court is denying WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange permission to appeal a decision to extradite him to the United States. Should he be sent to the States, Assange will face 18 counts related to the leak of confidential U.S. military records. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the TikTok so-called influencers who in some cases have millions of followers.
And I want to be clear. We're not hating on this girl because, you know, she's successful. We're hating on her because she's exploiting... Well, I'm hating on her because she's exploiting cis girl privilege in order to gain millions of followers while living in this... Her parents, as you pointed out, are clearly not hurting in this economy. I mean,
she looks like she lives in a mansion.
Yeah. And she's exploiting all of that in order to manipulate people into accepting the government's line on propaganda, just becoming successful and then spewing propaganda directly at these people who have come to trust her.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't use the word hate. I don't hate these young people, basically.
Well, when I say hate, I mean
like hating a goat.
I mean throwing shade at her, right?
They're just... They fell for it, right? Like so many young people have fallen for government propaganda. Many of these people are probably barely even out of high school. If she's in college, she's still in college. And so they're being indoctrinated by the state day in and day out. And the reality is when you're a young person, you generally don't have any interest whatsoever in politics, right? I mean, if you think back to when you were younger, when you were this age, if you had interest, you were unusual. If you were following world events or political things or whatever, if you had any opinion about that was outside of the mainstream, you are an outlier. I mean, we're still outliers
today. I don't know how true that is for our particular generation, though, right? Because 9/11 happened when we were in, like, middle school, and that defined...
To speak for yourself.
Yeah, I wasn't in middle school.
Okay, well, middle to high school, right.
And I was out on my own when 9/11 happened.
Yeah, are you that much older than me?
I was living in Florida working as a computer programmer.
Yeah. I was working at a radio station at the time. I remember when I woke up, it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. Well, for millennials, it wasn't unusual because while we were going up, this great catastrophic thing happened that came to define, you know, the next 5 to 6 years of our lives.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you're right about that, but historically, there's always been a push, for instance, like MTV with Rock the Vote. You know, they've always tried to get young people to go out and take part in the political system and have had very little results. I mean, for all the talk, for all the money that has been spent on trying to motivate young people to get involved in the world around them besides, like, pop culture or whatever, to get involved in, you know, voting or whatever, it's very, very, it doesn't really work very well. There has not been much success. So even though people everywhere
knew...
You may
be correct. Like, a few weeks after 9/11 happened, I think the vast majority of us were ready for things to just sort of... We were ready for our time back at that
point. Yeah, I mean, everyone knew about 9/11 in the same way that everyone in the 1980s knew when the Challenger explosion happened. I remember being at school and they put the TVs on and it was a big deal when those sorts of world events happened. But that doesn't mean that those people who witnessed those things all of a sudden gave a damn about politics or anything like that. And I'm not saying you should give a damn about politics. Politics sucks. It's full of a bunch of untrustworthy scumbags. But the point I'm trying to make is I feel pity more. I don't feel hatred for her. I feel pity for her and the other ones, the other 29 people that they talk to, because they're just dupes. They've been indoctrinated by the government for their entire lives. And so they believe it. They haven't figured out yet that the state is a scam or that it's dishonest or that it's, you know, full of murderers. That all the things that we know to be true about the state, they are completely ignorant to that. They are just looking for an answer about, well, my viewers want to know about the gas prices. Tell me what to say, Joe Biden. And that's literally what we're talking about here. People who are...
And when I say, you know, hate on them, I just mean throw shade at them, you know, insult them. I don't mean... You know, there's nothing they're doing that motivates me enough to hate them. That's way too much energy for me.
I mean, good for them. The fact that you can actually make a living being a pretty girl on the internet... I'm not going to take it away from him.
That's always been possible, though.
Yeah, but it's easier now than it's ever been, I think.
You can keep your clothes on.
Yeah, that's what I was going to add.
That's a great point, and that is a game changer. Also, same thing for the guys and the gals that make money playing video games online. I mean, good for them.
That's at least a skill that I can, appreciate, right?
Well, she dances. I mean, some people are better at dancing than others, right? But it is not.
But, I mean, nobody's watching the average video game guy, right? They're not watching the guy who gets, you know, a 5-7-12 kill death assist ratio. They're watching the guy who's got 15 kills and one death.
Are they watching the guy that's really good, or are they watching the guy that's really funny?
It's more often than I would expect. It's both.
Yeah. I think if you are really good but you can't hold an audience, you've got to be able to, like, connect with the audience.
I mean, look at the StarCraft championships. It's got all these Korean nerds, you know, just hyper focused on this video game, not being remotely entertaining.
Oh, really?
And tens of thousands of people are watching it.
Oh, so they aren't watching for any, you know, entertainment factor besides
the game
itself.
At least not in the case of StarCraft.
I see. So yeah, I guess.
But StarCraft is a weird strategy game that only appeals to certain types of people. So we're not talking Mario or something like that.
StarCraft is actually the last video game I played regularly.
Wow, long time ago.
I'm old.
They remastered it recently.
Really?
Yeah, they do that with a lot of games where they just repackage it.
But they screwed up the Warcraft 3.
Do they have a latest version yet?
Probably not.
That's why I stopped playing, is they didn't have a Linux version, and I wasn't going to maintain a Windows box, and I don't trust Wine.
All right, so, I mean, that's pretty much it. After the call, several influencers said they felt more empowered to debunk misinformation and communicate effectively about the crisis. Well, that's the
well,
thing.
Well, now they've gotten some misinformation directly from the source.
Yeah, they don't realize they are not debunking misinformation. They are propagating misinformation. They are the new
propaganda. Yeah, the
inflation
existed long before this year started.
Yeah.
You can literally go on the internet and find us talking about the inflation as it happened last year.
And if any such TikTokers are listening, you need to go read 1984.
Mm.
And when they talk about the Ministry of Truth,
that's you.
That's you.
Yep. That's really true. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Oh, there is more to this story. That's 603-283-6160. They actually go into the fact that they did hire TikTok stars last year. They don't mention that they hired them, but that's happened. It says the administration worked with dozens of TikTok. No. Y'all paid them. They got paid. They were paid propagandists for the Ministry of Truth. And that is absolutely what happened. So Aaron Parnas recently emerged as a powerful TikTok influencer by providing nonstop news updates about Ukraine. On the night of the invasion, he hosted TikTok live streams discussing the events to over 800,000 viewers. Since then, each day...
So TikTok does do live streams.
I guess so.
That's something we should look into.
Since then, each day he's posted videos breaking down news about the war every 45 minutes. He said that his news was not partisan. He was getting information directly from reputable sources in the country, such as his family members there, local Ukrainian journalists, and Ukrainian television. That is by definition partisan. If all you are getting is the Ukrainian side of the story, you are partisan. And, you know, it's fine. Just... make sure it's clear what you're doing. I don't care. It doesn't bother me if somebody is partisan. I don't care if Fox News leans right and MSN leans left or CNN is hard left or whatever. As long as you get into. And the real problem that we've seen so far with the various different sides is that the Russian side has been cracked down on, and it's now harder to find than ever. YouTube recently took down RT completely.
Did they?
That's what they said in their announcement here in their YouTube Insider Twitter feed. They said, quote, "Our community guidelines prohibit content denying, minimizing, or trivializing documented violent events. Driven content in Ukraine that violates this policy. Today we began blocking RT and Sputnik's YouTube channels across Europe, but not just Europe. They're going to do it everywhere, apparently. There's more coming up here.
Addition to not knowing which one of these lunatics to believe, we can't even hear what one of the lunatics has to say.
Indeed. And that does make you, should make you go, 603-283.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can join the show here, number 603-283-6160. And you can take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody.
We're talking about the new propagandists out there, the TikTok stars, people with millions of followers, hundreds of millions, I guess, in some cases. But this one girl that we were looking at, Ellie Zeiler, she's an 18-year-old with 10.5 million followers. She is relaying propaganda directly from the White House, along with dozens of other TikTokers that were approached last week.
Which is a bit worse than just being your average front-of-the-mill media whore, right? Because now she's an idiotic one on top of that.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of dummies in the mainstream media.
Sure.
So, and anyway, the story here from MSN wraps up with a quote from her. She said she hopes to remain in communication with the White House and continue to press officials there about key issues. Oh, can you imagine her asking tough questions?
Can you imagine wanting to have contact with the White House?
Yeah. Yeah. She seems.
Luckily, she's too old for Biden to be interested.
I would leave the White House on red harder than I ever left anyone on red.
Which on red?
It means you
on hold?
You read their their message and you didn't respond to it.
She sees herself as a voice.
I would Rick and Morty the White House.
She sees herself as a voice for young people and the growing contingent of news consumers getting information primarily through social media platforms. I'm here to relay the information in a more digestible manner to my followers. I would consider myself a White House correspondent for Gen Z, she says.
Wow.
So in the old days, it used to be that the journalism would ask tough questions. That's what you used to do when you were a correspondent. You would be corresponding not to relay information from the White House. You would be asking difficult questions of the bureaucrats and the press spokespersons or whatever that are there at the White House, putting them in a difficult position, asking them the questions that no one else has asked yet, trying to break some news, get some sort of an unusual usual answer so you can be the first to the market with the video clip of that person saying whatever it was that they said. That's what it used to be like. But now, no. Now it's just, I'm here to relay information. That's her job. She is absolutely admitting that she sees herself as a White House mouthpiece, and that is it.
Which is why it's important for people who want to be journalists to actually attend some sort of journalist training, right? Mm-hmm. And not just become a propaganda mouthpiece. Or if they're going to become a propaganda mouthpiece, because that's what we are, right? At least do it knowingly.
Well, I mean, in her defense, she does admit that she's just a propaganda.
She does.
You know, she...
We're not mouthpieces for anyone else. We are propaganda. But we're not a mouthpiece. There's no one telling us what to say.
Did I say mouthpiece?
You did.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not being told what to say. We can all have different opinions on this show. There's no prohibition on that. We are not all on a like mind on every issue. We do love liberty, and that is the propaganda viewpoint. In the same way, again, that you know, there's propaganda on MSNBC and Fox. But what's interesting here is that Fox News, MSNBC, these cable channels, they have a fraction of this audience. And that's the new world that we're in here, is a TikTok, a girl, an 18-year-old girl on TikTok who's pretty has managed to amass multiple times the number of followers. Now, how many of the followers actually watch every video that she puts out and how often? Yeah, she's got 10.5 million followers, so what percentage is there once a week to actually view her? We don't know. But even if it's...
Well, what percentage is there to see CNN every week?
Right.
I mean, they pretty much lost their audience along with their credibility.
Well, I mean, plus their audience has been dying off. I mean, it's an old method of delivering information, the sort of linear fashion of tune in at 6 for the, you know, for the news or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now news is on demand. Anytime you want it, it's there on the internet. And so...
Interesting little statistic that I got from The Hill is that apparently... There was a poll done that showed that more Democrats are watching Tucker Carlson than are watching CNN.
Wow.
Yeah, that surprised me.
He's a talk show host on Fox.
On Fox.
Okay. Yeah. Now, is that because they love to watch someone they hate?
They didn't get that deep into it.
They always said that was why Howard Stern was so popular, because a lot of people that listened to him hated Howard Stern, but they still loved to listen to the person that they hate.
Well, we have plenty of listeners who are like that.
Yeah, that's true. So that's the story. There's your latest propagandists are there on TikTok. Now, this whole war... Which, of course, isn't officially a war. This whole conflict...
There may not even be a conflict, for all we know. I mean, we're just going off of what the media has said.
And we can't believe a word of it.
Yeah, and I hate even saying that, because, you know, the prevailing belief is that there is some sort of conflict happening between Russia and Ukraine in the territory of Ukraine.
I'm going to buy that something is happening there, just I don't know what the hell it is. I mean, the fact that Putin says he's rolling in tanks and that other people are saying that things are happening, I mean, it's probably true that bombs are going off.
I have to accept it on faith, but it is just accepting it on faith.
But we don't know who's launching the bombs. It could be the Ukrainians bombing their own people to make Putin look bad. But we have no idea what's really happening. And anyone that purports to, again, is likely a propagandist. But the point I wanted to make was...
Wouldn't that be a great... way to wage a war, though? Convince a country to bomb itself to make you look bad and just sit back? Yeah, I mean, because you're going to look bad either way, but if they're paying for the bombs, that saves you a lot of money.
So this whole thing has been like a propaganda war, though. A lot of this is being fought on social media. I mean, I just
front
saw...
Front page of the Drudge Report today is Zelensky posing in a selfie with some presumably injured soldier. But what's fascinating about it is that it's not Zelensky's picture. It's someone taking a picture of him.
Zelensky
taking... It's clearly propaganda.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up. Yeah, that's the latest version of it. And so, you know, what I wanted to bring up was the fact that now you've got a story, Aria, about Elon Musk, who is he's getting into this conflict once again. I mean, he already sent a bunch of Starlink receivers, or I guess transmitter
receivers, which was awesome,
to Ukraine, which is a great, great thing to do. And he did another pretty awesome thing, which was he refused to block RT.
Also
so after he said, yeah, I'll help you guys with getting internet to Ukraine, here's a truckload full of Starlink receivers. And he got press everywhere for this. Oh, Elon Musk sends receivers to Ukraine. What a great guy. And then the next week, the propaganda ministry of Ukraine said, can you go ahead and ban RT and all the other Russian media? And he said no. The only way he would do that is if he had a gun to his head. That's the only way he would make any kind of censorship as far as Starlink is concerned. So
I mean, get on him for that.
Points for that.
Yeah, yeah. Kudos to him there. But what's the latest with this guy?
So he's now challenging Putin to a fight with Ukraine as the prize. Elon Musk, who apparently is the world's richest man, we talked about that a bit last week, today challenged Russian President Vladimir Putin to a fight with nothing less than the fate of Ukraine, scene of Moscow's brutal invasion, at stake. I hereby
have the Ukrainians signed off on that?
They didn't sign off on the war, either. Presumably, if Musk were to fight Vladimir Putin and win, he would declare Ukraine free, presumably. He said,
but it wouldn't be free.
Well,
it would just be under the control of the same people who've been controlling it.
It'd be the Nazis instead of the commies.
Yeah.
I hereby challenge Vladimir Putin to single combat. Stakes are Ukraine, he said on Twitter. Do you accept this fight, he added in Russian, directly addressing the official English-language Twitter account of the 69-year-old president. I'm not surprised that they haven't pulled the plug on that.
Amazingly, Twitter has not pulled the plug on RT at this point. I'm surprised.
So he's still not as dangerous as Trump.
Good point.
Putin isn't?
Yeah. Because they pulled the plug on Trump.
What you're
saying. When one of Musk's 77 million Twitter followers wrote that the Tesla founder might not have thought this through, Musk said he was absolutely serious. And this is the part that really makes me think that this guy has just completely lost it. I wouldn't want to fight Vladimir Putin, and I'm probably in better shape than Elon Musk is, because Putin is a former KGB agent. He's probably a bit better trained in combat than your average person, and probably significantly more so.
He looks like he's in good shape.
Putin has killed people, dude. I'm willing to bet. I don't know.
He probably plays dirty, too.
Gouging, kicking you in the... Yeah.
He'll have a shiv or something like that.
This is someone who almost certainly has taken humans' lives before, and you're like, yeah, I'm a fist fight this guy. Remember last year, kind of like a frat bro or something like that? Dude, come on, act like an adult, please.
The number here is 603-283-6160. He probably knows the odds Putin are going to say yes are very, very slim, and so it's just a social media, you know, excuse to make a post. More coming up here. You can join us.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.